There we go. Thank you for your rapt attention to the to the trailer here we had.
Harris was intently engaged.
That was the best trailer.
We're required to do that each year for those who are new. But we also have a resource that a lot of groups don't, and that's Jeff Landward, who will ensure that we actually, yeah, he actually knows the material and will keep us on track. So, all right, we'll go to the general consent calendar, which is found under tab N. Are there any questions, comments about the consent calendar? Not, could I have a motion to approve the consent calendar? Got a motion by Regent Gibson, second by Regent Dada. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We have under tab G the 2020-21 budget guidelines, which now is that going to be as part of your report?
Yeah.
Or do
we,
okay, so we'll just do that when we get to the committee report. And so with that, we'll go right to the committee reports. And we'll start with the Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Let's Chair. We had a great meeting. It was my first meeting as chair of this committee, so it was a good introduction for me. I asked a lot of basic questions. The committee did review the draft description of the committee's work, and Associate Commissioner Hitch gave a very detailed piece of work about what our objectives are in this committee. And we had several questions on it. For some of us, it was a review, and some of us, it was new. So we had a very detailed and interesting guide as to what our charge is. Secondly, we identified the two Regent representatives for the state-based scholarship task force. Regent Barnes and Regent Mozafari will be agreeing to serve on that committee and task force. And then the final item that we covered was the Title IX climate survey. And we decided to remove the common question requirement. There's a problem with comparing data when you have different institutions who are looking for data on campus safety, but specifically Title IX campus surveys. And our institutions are already doing that. And with the requirement that you have to have the same common questions, it negates some of the data that makes it impossible to compare between institutions. So it was agreed upon that we would remove that common question requirement, keeping the climate survey, the Title IX climate survey, intact, but have it done by institution and have them come up with their own questions as they see fit, and yet collaborating with those that need help with drafting questions that are rigorous enough, allowing them to collaborate on best practices on questions, and then reporting back to the ASA committee.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Regent Jones? We have a motion to accept the report.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, moved by Chair Barnes and seconded by Regent Prince. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. All right, Regent Clyde, would you like to talk about the Finance and Facilities Committee?
Sure. We had a number of things to go over, four discussion items. One is we just kind of reviewed a little bit some of our accomplishments for this last year. We had 45 action items we acted upon last year, 27 informational items that we had discussions on throughout the year. And we talked about some things that we're going to be working on for this coming year, streamline our cost analysis and budgeting process, simplify the metrics that we're using and try to make them more something that is more transparent and and something that would be more acceptable to all of our institutions, work on the funding formula from SB 102, and work on figuring out ways to reduce our costs and make ourselves more efficient in what we're doing in that. So the second item was we had a discussion on performance funding changes. We're continuing to work on that. We talked about that a little bit in this morning's meeting. And there was some discussion on one of the items that possibly we need to take a look at that and come up with a better idea. And so we're still working to see if we can make that be a good formula. The third thing was we asked Regent Gibson and Regent Magalet, when she gets confirmed, to be on the statewide scholarship task force, and they've agreed to do that. And then we've put together a task force within our committee for the growth funding model, and working on that so that we can ensure that those institutions that are growing have the funding to be able to do that. And so on that will be myself, Regent Lund, Regent Stoddard, and we've twisted Regent Hall's, even though he's not on our committee, and ask him if he would help us with that too. So we'll be working with that, and we'll ask the institutions to be involved and participate in that as much as they can, and see if we can come up with a good growth funding model. So those were the information items. We had six action items that needed to be advanced, tabs E through J. Tab E is Dixie State Campus Master Plan Amendment. Basically, they're running out of space on the existing property that they have, and so they're working with State Trust Lands to buy some property on River Road and the Southern Parkway, and I can't remember the exact acreage, 131 acres, so that they could land bank this for a possible future campus expansion. So I would move to approve the proposed changes to the Dixie State University Campus Master Plan, which include that.
Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Regent Gibson. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you.
Okay. Next item was Salt Lake Community College. They have a piece of property that is owned on the South Campus by near the South Campus by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which was their a facility they've had there. And so they would like to purchase 5 acres on the new Harriman campus where they could put an institute, and they would consolidate their institute on the South Campus in a normal church chapel that they have. And so they reviewed that with us. The difference in the appraisal is about $100,000, and the LDS Church has agreed to pay the additional $100,000 to make it even. So I'd move that we authorize Salt Lake Community College to dispose of property on the Harriman campus and acquire property on the South City campus in the property exchange as proposed.
Okay, before I turn second, let me back up one item.
Okay.
On the Dixie State University Campus Master Plan,
yes,
I had you down as making the motion.
You're right.
Yeah, and I'd like to suggest...
We got to change that because I have a conflict of interest and I wasn't going to vote. I didn't vote, but I did make the...
So I think it'll be cleaner if we have somebody else.
I'll make that motion for approval.
We'll show Regent Gibson is making the motion. And... Regent Stoddard is seconding it.
Thank you for bringing that up, Mr. Chairman. I said I wasn't going to make the motion, and I just went ahead and automatically did it.
Has a contract developing some of the infrastructure around that property. So, all right. So let's go back, and we'll revote on that. With that, so on the Dixie State University, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. On Salt Lake Community College, the property acquisition and disposal, we have a motion. Regent Clyde, second. Any second to them? Yeah. Regent Lund, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Okay, next item is tab G. And basically this is, we each year develop a process to do our budget guidelines, and so we talked about that and adopted some guidelines. So I would move that we approve the general budget guidelines and budget framework for the Utah System of Higher Education operating budget request for fiscal year 2020-2021.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? Second from Regent Lund. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, next item is tab H. Basically, Senate Bill 102 creates a new process for funding capital facilities projects. And so we've put together policy R-742, dedicated capital project allocation formula. And I move that we adopt that immediately.
Okay, we have a motion from Regent Clyde, second from Regent Dada. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you.
Okay, next one is tab I, which is our 741 revision. Basically, this is how we're changing the method we do capital facility scoring, and we've made some changes to that for this year. The one in 742 will be in future years. And so we proposed an additional change to that in how we figure out the calculation of the facility. What do we call that?
The need.
Yeah, the facility need. We made the calculation much more simple and a little more transparent. So I move that we incorporate the proposed changes of policy R-741 effective immediately and delete Appendix A to Policy 741.
All right, any questions about that? We've got a motion. We have a second.
Second.
A second, Regent Gibson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, and the last one is Southern Utah University has proposed a tuition reduction on their online classes. And what they're proposing here is making it so that it doesn't graduate, as you do more hours, the amount graduates up. And if you looked in tab J, you would see a schedule there. There was a slight problem with the schedule. It showed that the top one for undergraduates was $3,900, and really it peaks out at 12 credits at $3,600. So with that adjustment, I would recommend the committee authorize Southern Utah University to modify and reduce the tuition schedules for online-only students effective spring semester 2020 as proposed.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Is there a second? Second from Regent Mazzari. We're going to get it.
Mazzari. You said it. It's way different than reading that.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Really any opposed? Thank you.
Okay, that's our report.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll now turn to Regent Anderson for the Workforce Access and Advocacy Committee overview.
Well, it's a great pleasure to make our maiden report from the Workforce Advocacy and Access Committee. We're very excited about this committee and the opportunity to serve on it. We had one action item, which is tab K, and it had to do with the brief that we discussed briefly this morning, Utah's growing opportunity gap. And our committee voted to return that to the commissioner's office and to have the staff really take a deep dive and get back to us with some how we can use that to work towards some outcomes. But I also wanted to take the opportunity, did you all see the commissioner's op-ed in Wednesday's paper about this?
Yep.
So this was really a great article, and we're really glad to have that report and to be able to work from there. The second, we had two information items. The first one is tab L in your material, and we too did an overview of our committee, the Workforce Access and Advisory Committee, and that was very, very helpful to us to have that discussion. And the second thing we talked about was an update on the College Access Advising Program, which is TAB-M. And I hope that you've all taken an opportunity to look at this. This is really exciting to think that starting next week, they've all been hired. We will have 34 advisors in high schools throughout the state. And what I think is going to be particularly remarkable about this is that next week, all of those advisors are going on a tour of every campus. So when they talk to the students, they're not just talking in general about a school. They will have been there, they will have talked to the and connected with the advisors and on campus, and they'll be able to relay that peer-to-peer to our students. So I'm really very excited, and our whole committee is, and I really would hope that you would look at that list to see those four kind of regional eds. There's a supervisor at each of the universities, at Weber, Salt Lake Community College, UVU, and Dixie. And then we have 34 of these advisors on the ground in the high schools, and I think we are going to see great things come out of that. I'm sorry. It's good that we have a staff here, but I guess that we need to have a vote on our action item by the full committee. And so I would move that we accept the commissioner's recommendation to send that to the staff.
All right, and to develop some statistically based recommendations. All in favor, we got a motion. Any questions about that? We've got a second. Regent Dotta, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Great. Thank you. And then two other things. We appointed to serve on the scholarship committee Alan Hall and Lisa Michelle Church, and very happy that both of those are willing to do that. They'll be great additions. And the final thing that we just wanted to remind all of you of our next Board of Regents meeting, which will be held at UVU on November 14th. It will be the 50th anniversary of USHI, and that we will have a dinner that night to celebrate that. But during the day, we're going to be hosting a K-20 summit, and it'll be wonderful to have all of our partners participate in that, the UTEC, the State Board of Education, et cetera. So I just wanted to give you a heads up about those two important things. And with that, that's our report.
Okay, thank you very much. I think one clarification, I think you said at the next meeting in November.
You're right,
UVU.
I skipped it.
Yeah, so we have our September.
I'm going with that.
We do have a September meeting on your calendar.
Thank you.
So we'll see you in September.
Yeah,
good try. All right. Is there anything else to come before us today? Yes.
Can I mention something?
Absolutely.
So I'd like to mention two little things. You heard us talk about the story of the founding of this university. We have a picture here if you want to take a minute to look at it before you leave. This is a interpretation of the cowboys coming off the mountain with the first load of lumber, painted by a visiting Chinese scholar. It is Chinese watercolor on silk. And if you've never seen Chinese watercolor on silk, you've got to go look at this. It's watercolor. And secondly, Spencer's bringing up a little picture. We have a visitor in our hangar. It's a Czech fighter jet. And there it is. Kind of fun. So just a little trivia.
I thought it's, it was in addition to the aviation program.
Yep, it's,
I was kidding. I mean, you know, they captured this thing.
with one of our little Cirrus planes. This is part of the U.S. Top Gun program, and so this is one of the combatants in the Top Gun training. It was flying overhead, and they had a mechanical problem, so we're housing them while they're getting fixed. We've had stealth bombers and all kinds of interesting aircraft that should not have photographs taken of them. Anyway, thank you for being here.
Thank you very, very much. We appreciate your hospitality. All right, if there's no other business, could we have a motion to adjourn?
I want one.
Nobody wants to leave.
I'll declare us adjourned.
Wants to go home.
I'll move.
I'm out of here.
We've never finished this.
Anybody want to ride?
You guys who need to drive home.
We're giving rides home in that fighter jet.
Yeah.
You know, if that leaves that hangar without an SUU sticker on the back, you're going to be very disappointed.
That's right. Somebody sneaks one on.
Thanks for your participation.